off.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
I gotta start eating my age is what I realized. Because I have a problem. I mean, putting ketchup on hot dogs is just one thing.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend and I for dinner, we will have, now we're trying to stop doing this, I'm just saying, but we will we'll have like a bag of potato chips, then we'll split some ice cream, and then, you know, maybe he'll have like a chocolate bar, or he'll break out like some Diet Coke. You know, we literally eat, we always joke that we eat like our parents are away for the weekend, but we really do. We eat like we come from these very healthy homes, which we do, and we're trying to break free. We're finally in college, and we're eating Doritos for dinner. We still do that. I mean, you should see the crap that he brings home and eats for dinner. And I join in. I'm not like, we should have a salad. You know, we should, but we don't.
Mm-hmm.
And like the other day, I went food shopping for my boyfriend and I. Like I went and I bought a bunch of stuff. And as I was checking out, the woman said to me, how many kids do you have? Because I realized, I look back at my groceries, I was like, oh, I bought sugar cereal. Yeah. I brought chocolate milk. Yeah. I bought like
mind
I
your
all
own business
junk.
And ring me up, lady. Don't pay attention to it. I hate, don't look at what I'm buying. Just ring it up and put it in
have?
A bag. Don't look at my stuff. No, that's I hate that.
And, you know, it was funny because that one day, I haven't had licorice in so long. And as I was, quote unquote, food shopping, I walked by this bag of Twizzlers and I was like, oh, screw it. I haven't had Twizzlers in a while. And I thought, ooh, they're fun straws. I'm going to buy Twizzlers and use them as straws tonight.
It
was my
straws.
Thought. You know, I was like, this is impulsive and fun. And because I threw that on there. So this woman thinks that I normally, you know, eat Twizzlers, which I don't, but now I do. So I'm just saying, like, I realize I don't eat my age. Like, most of my friends, I go out to dinner with my friends. It's hilarious. Like, they're all, can I get the dressing on the side? Or can I get that steamed?
Mm-hmm.
Or it's the weirdest thing. And I'll be like, I'll have, can I get extra sauce on that? And you got some, I don't know, something to dip it in. You got a little my boyfriend's always like, if we get French fries, he's it will be like this really like expensive French restaurant. And there'll be French fries, like, but the, like the fancy French fries. And he'll always call the waiter over and be like, do you got mayonnaise?
Yeah, you got gravy. I want disco fries. I put gravy and cheese all over this.
Can I dip some can I dip my fries in some mayonnaise? Days, please. Yeah, and I realized I don't eat my age, but what's so weird, I never did. Because when I was in my 20s, I did the opposite. I was really thinking about this. I was like, why was I so thin and healthy in my 20s, and now I'm just like this lump who eats Doritos for dinner? Like, when did that happen? It happened in grad school, by the way. But prior to that, I ate the same five things every single day, and I was so proud of it. I would meet people and be like, I only eat five things a day. And I would like go through my five things and tell people, like, so every morning I have this oat bran muffin. I get it from the store downstairs. I get like a bunch of them, and it's the only thing I'll have for breakfast in the morning. Like, I was so proud of myself. And a salad for lunch with, like, you know, very specific amount of vegetables and very little dressing and a little bit of tuna on there. And then for dinner, I would have steamed tofu and steamed vegetables with brown rice every night. That's all I ate. That is all I ate. I
every
ate nothing
night.
Else. If I went out drinking with my friends and I came home drunk, that's I would wake up the next morning and I would not go out for eggs and bagels. No, I would have my oat bran muffin from the store downstairs where I always get it because I really love it. And that's what I eat in the morning. I only eat five things. Like, the fact that I used to be so crazy about what I ate and it had to be organic and now I'm like, what is that, fiddle faddle? I'll have some.
Give me that.
Bugles? That sounds good. I'll have those for breakfast. I ate a chocolate croissant the other day for breakfast and I thought, why don't I do this every day? And now I do.
The other day, I had the door open to the refrigerator, and I'm sitting there going, I have no idea what I want to eat. I have no clue. What do I want to fix something? There's nothing in this fridge. I just nothing to eat. My wife comes in here. She goes, I bought Ho-Ho's. There you go. That's dinner.
game on. Yeah. I buy lettuce and tomato and vegetables and fruit. I buy all that stuff. I can't tell you how often my boyfriend will open the refrigerator and be like, what stinks in there? I'm like, oh, it's probably those strawberries rotting that we never ate.
Yeah, that I bought 4 months ago.
Right. And he'll be like, oh, I thought those were olives. I'm like, no, they're just black.
No.
Just been sitting there a while.